Ninja Steve here.
We're about to do a little shout-outs on the special shout-out edition of Thought Hour After Dark, shooting out all over the place like Chinese stars. We're going to make this quick and get it taken care of because I got to give the priggity props to all my fans out there, the follows on the tweets. We're going to just basically do it like we do it professional, down the middle. So if you tend to be one of my lucky followers, then you're just getting hooked up. First off, we're going to give some shout-outs to Chris K. Kaiser at Triple K. That guy, he's one tough son of a gun. So you better watch out. You know, I'm lucky that he's actually lucky he hasn't had to go round for round with the best wrestler pound for pound. One of these days, that might happen. All right, next we got XXR Supreme. Or Zarzar Supreme, as they say on the internet. So don't forget, I forgot to mention that you guys need to put an at symbol before everything I'm saying, because I'm not going to repeat the at symbols. All right, so we got that going on. Cat Luna Productions, straight out of Amsterdam. They booked the shows for all the people out there. You know, I would definitely be doing shows for those folks because, you know, not only are they the best, they're just good. And, you know, you can't mess around. Then I want to give a big shout outs to Ghost of Dixie Band. Those guys put rock and hardcore down there in the Southlands, Texas, raising a ruckus. I'm always down with zombie cowboys. From what I can tell, those guys do a little zombie cowboy thing. Then we got Z-Rock Music. Those guys at Z-Rock, they rock with Z's in front of it. So if you want to take a nap, don't listen to those guys, because those guys do not make you sleepy. Then we got Sci-Fi Scotty. He's next. Oh wait. It's Sci-Tech Scotty. I apologize. He's keeping me informed of all the top-notch scientifical facts. He's not informative as the scientists are. He's a lot nicer than those guys are. He keeps me up to date on the things I like to read about when it comes to those things. And then we got next, personal favorite of mine, Katrina Luna from Amsterdam, one of my personal favorites. Not only is she a looker, but she works in production and she books shows. I honestly just can't wait to go to Europe in April. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. We got ZKO, Project ZKO. They're helping you look out for the zombie apocalypse out there, you know, so if you know some zombies or you got to report people eating too many bath salts, you just go right to them. Those guys got that going on. Then, my man. Now this guy, he's cranky. And he's an asshole. He's the cranky asshole. That guy, he's rocking the Titan Towers rest home, just chilling out with his girl Mae Young. They have rough nights sometimes, you know. He watches a lot of wrestling. He knows a thing or two. He's been around the business, you know. He's angrier than Freddie Blassie was, and that's pretty angry. At cranky asshole. And then you got Lord Aquino. He's champion. He's a Lucha Libre specialist from Japan. And then we got Lost Poppy Chulos. Poppy Chulo, he was on the show. He's an alien. Illegal. He's working to get the papers. And he'll get him one of these days if he keeps up, you know. I heard he looks up to the BSC. I appreciate people doing that, because I have fans out there, and I appreciate my fans looking up to me and wanting to grow up to be like me when they grow up. We got the next is the two guys, the Bonobo and Obo dudes. They're running a podcast out in the England territories. And, you know, check it out. You should definitely give it a listen. Your ears will be definitely in for a treat. Those two guys, they go back and forth. You know, I've not to meet them yet personally, but it's in the works. We're getting there. Next, we got Bono Obo. No relation. They're just people in England, just guys. You know, they do what they do. Then you got the Star Rider, the B-Style. He's a former 7-time AXO world champion. He's into the weird stuff when it comes to the paranormal. There's rumors that he might have pancaked me and totally broke my rib cage, but that's what they say. I'm not believing it. All right. Then next, we got Scumbag Movies. They're out of the Dago Sands area. They do some scummy movies, and they have a scummy day on a regular basis, so definitely give those guys some shout-outs. Oh, we got at Kathy14 Walker, little slugger. UFC bad man. Just wait till he fights Anderson Spider Sylvia. I heard Sylvia's scared of Lexo, but it's at KA24E. So, you know, I heard Sylvia fears the Lexo. That's what I'm hearing on the internet. Jess Stanley 124. She hooks up with the custom video game equipment paraphernalia. She'll make you a potholder with Space Invaders on it. She will custom spray paint you a Super Nintendo. She'll just basically, she'll take care of your retro gaming needs. You got at Craig Nice, local rap MC, at Skyscream666, used to be from Texas, but now is in Seattle and just does what they do. She's a personal friend of one of my personal friends, at Action Chick. She's related to action stuff. She does things. Some people like her, some people don't. There's the Expendabellas project that she's working on. I heard something about that. I don't know, but we'll see. We got at Misha Lou. Man, that's she's a pinup model. She does a little bit of advertising on the side for us, and we appreciate it. Then you got at Thought Hour After Dark. Those guys, woo, at TH After Dark. That's the numbers you're supposed to be looking at, and that's some good stuff. I'm digging it. And those guys, they put out a top-quality radio program, or a ThoughtCast, as you say. You'll have to check that out. At Amanda LaHale, at Chunk503. Chunk, I know that guy. He's a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? He used to be a broski back in the day. Still is. Benjamin Adams. I don't even know. Oh, wait, I know that guy. It's at Radios 0008. Shots out. Give him shots out for that. Then we got Drunk Rapper, who can't do anything, at CrazyK503. Then you got at Thought Hour, top-notch show. You guys want to check out their tweeters. They do a thing or two. They just run a mass multimedia agglomerate. Basically, you know, they just do a thing or two from there or from everywhere. All right. Oh, personal friend of mine, at Wasis Miller, that guy. Co-host a show with him. You know, we've done a thing or two. All right. And then you got at the Keep It Real Crew, one tag team that retired an entire tag team division. The most feared tag team in all of wrestling. Constantly arrested criminals. The Keep It Real Crew. You guys will get out one of these days. But you got at Ninja Dragon, that guy. He's an international wrestling superstar. You got at Count Smoke. Count Smoke a lot. Him and Rodney Gold, they do a show together. And at Rodney Gold AXO, the co-host of his show. They do a thing called Free Time. It's been on the internet for a few years, 8 or 9, doing their thing. And they do wrestling business. At Soundproof Andy, he's terrorizing people, you know. He's he likes to occupy, and he's a big fan of tents, pitching or sitting in them, either one. He's just a good guy, you know. I like him. He's a superstar. At Galvin Paulson, Super Balls, yay! You know, Skylar Jennings, a personal friend of Skylar Jennings. He's cool. Brothers Belmont, those guys are pretty hardcore, wicked stuff. You know, if I was still in the hardcore underground rap game, I would definitely be doing work with those guys. At Dark Amlessly, we got at Toxic Tyrell. That's Top Dollar Tyrell Jackson. You got to watch out for that guy. He's sold out for the big bucks. And then last but not least, we got the at AXOWrestling.com. Or at AXOWrestling. And that's where you can go to see some premier under unprofessional wrestling entertainment. Yours truly's there. Multiple other superstars on the list are going to be there. They're always there. They have been there. And if they weren't there, they were there at one time. And you should definitely check it out. So that's basically the list, dude. So if you didn't make the list, it's your fault for not following me. And if you did make the list, then good job to you. I'm going to give big skeleton thumbs up going your way. So with my internet nunchucks a-flying, this has been Ninja Steve. Hi-ya! And I hope you enjoyed the plugs. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Sad to behold Rodney Gold here, and I'm here with
Saz Fitz. Nice to meet you, folks.
And we are guest hosting tonight on this episode of Thought Hour After Dark.
It's an honor to be on Thought Hour After Dark.
Yeah, it's the podcast that's out there. Everyone's been talking about it. And, you know, they decided they need the esteemed top-notch guest host while they were out of town or they were gone or wherever they are, just not here.
So they called us Rodney Gold, the greatest in the business. And Saz Fitz.
Well, I'm the MC. I'm the host with the most. I'm like that Beetlejuice guy.
You've been to a lot of events, that's for sure.
I definitely, I co-host, I host, I commentate, I do play-by-play, I do directing. I also did some films in the late 80s. You might have stolen some of those from your dad's personal collection.
I never had a father to steal anything from. And that makes me sad.
Well, I mean, everybody out there in the world knows about the sight of behold Rodney Gold. Size Fitz, I mean, what are you, what's your big deal? I mean, why can't you be happy?
I've been on this search for some friends, you know. I want to get some friends, and I want to get some bullion cubes, and I'm looking for Mabel Kruger. If anybody out there, if you've seen Mabel Kruger, tell her to come home. I miss her so damn much.
On this episode of America's Not Most Wanted, Mabel Kruger, missing. That's what I'm hearing. Sorry to be old Rodney Gold.
She has been missing for a long time, but it's okay, because King Buzzo, he's playing Songs of the Night. That makes me sad.
Well, you know what doesn't make me sad is the fact that we are live, for all the people that are watching the video here. As you can see, we are live from the Thought Hour After Dark Studios, deep in the dungeons, and it's this free time summer world tour that just happened to collide with the Thought of After Dark podcast.
We are live in the Willow Terms for sure. Jesus Miller and Ninja Steve, they brought us into the After Dark for all you folks out there.
Yeah, I mean, they need the host, they need some co-host to definitely fill their shoes to say, I mean, definitely I think they're doing a good job.
I don't even know why I'm here.
Well, I know why I'm here, because you're going to definitely hear all about the Free Time Summer Tour. I mean, we're going all over the world, all over the Northwest. We're going to all the locations. You've seen the movie of the week that we do, the episodes, Game of the Week, the episode about Jenga, top notch.
Rodney Gold goes out there and he plays games for all you folks.
I do a little bit of everything. I mean, we're sweeping the nation, me and my esteemed colleague, the Count, and all the other guests from the AXO Wrestling. I mean, we have people from Thought Hour Entertainment, people, live people, people all over the world. I mean, they're there.
It's a good way to get your name out there so that you can be found. If you want to be found, just let me know and I'll come find you.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the sight to behold Rodney Gold on YouTube at Rodney Gold at AXO Wrestling on YouTube. We've got the show that debuts. And don't forget, on Facebook, you can like Free Time TV. The summer tour, it's been posting on there. I mean, we've got tons of hits, just like I've been hitting moms all week long, you know, on preparation to get ready for the show.
You know, I just want to know why Wazis Miller, why he decided to put up all those videos of me. I was talking about some stuff, but that's just because I'm trying to find some Mabel Kruger and some bullion cubes.
So, sad to behold Rodney Gold here. Is I've got to know here, Size Fitz. Where do you get the name Size Fitz?
Well, I was a young child out there in the atmosphere, and the atmosphere was dark, and it was very bleak. That makes me sad. But you know what? I think something, Rodney Gold, it just came to me like a shooting star.
What?
I think tonight we have some great guests on the show.
I've been told that not only do you have some fantastic, top-notch play-by-play slash commentator, and then a creepy guy who's sad here doing live on the podcast, but we have top-notch guests
are coming. I'm not creepy. I'm just misshapen. It's how you are sometimes out there. You try to live and you try to be free, but over time you get misshapen. It's just the way of society. A lot of people try to understand society because it makes me sad.
Well, I'm sorry he's sad, but we know all the fans out there are definitely not sad to have their eardrums tickled and pleasured by the sight to behold Rodney Gold and Size Fitz. We got a special guest plug here today. We're going to do that, how you get a roll about the plug. We're promoting here today, folks.
What's up, folks? Do you like Australians? Do you like time traveling? Do you like being in a futuristic movie? Do you know that Lindsay Lohan somehow will become the president and die the very next day? If you do, and you like time traveling, and you like beer, you like Australians, and you like being a dickhead, then you should listen to the D-Head Factor. Easy air. You heard it. That's right. I, Wazis Miller, I said it. The D-Head guys, those guys are easy air.
Sight to behold Rodney Gold here. And I have a special guest. I have the American Ninja Dragon. Yes, I'm here. American Ninja Dragon, I hear you work for America's Extreme Organization of Professional Wrestling. How does that go? Everyone knows about the AXO. AXO is number one. All other wrestling companies are gay. So,
You got anything else to say about AXO Wrestling? You should check out AXO Wrestling on YouTube. It's definitely not gay.
Attention to everyone listening right now to the Thought Hour After Dark. They have a very special contest for all you folks out there for episode 12. All you have to do is send in your worst music submissions to thoughtourafterdarkcontest@gmail.com. Wazis Miller and Ninja Steve himself will review all the songs and all the content that is sent to them, and they will pick a winner. And the winner will not only receive hot play on the show, but they will also receive a guest appearance on the show. So folks, do us a favor, do them a favor, do Deckard Cain a favor, send us your worst music contest 2012.
Welcome back, folks. We're live in the Thought Hour After Dark.
We are here live. As you can tell, I'm here dominating. I'm here with my unusual, originally awkward, but now I'm able to handle it at first. He's just a sad guy.
Sometimes people take a little bit of time to get used to me.
Well, you know, Mabel Kruger is, you're on a mission to find her.
You know, I'm trying to find Mabel Kruger, and once I find Mabel Kruger, everything will be complete.
Well, when I'm on my free time summer tour all over the world, and checking out all the hot spots, dominating on good time television, going from recreational park to park, concerts, clubs, parties, basically going around checking all the hot spots all over the world, and you, where you can see that on YouTube, on the show, I will keep my eye out for Mabel Kruger.
Thing that you do
when I'm doing that, you know what I'm saying?
It's nice that you can help out a fellow friend. Well, are you my friend, Rodney Gold?
I am definitely going to have to say we're acquaintances, you know what I mean? We'll work towards the friendship level, you know? How does that make you feel?
Makes me sad.
All right.
But nonetheless, I understand. We have two very, very special guests tonight on Thought Hour After Dark.
Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen. We got two special edition guests here. We have, that's right, none only than the host of Thought Hour After Dark, the two hosts from Thought Hour After Dark.
We actually have the host of Thought Hour After Dark.
That's right,
on
here,
the show.
Live in the studio, we got Wasis Miller and Ninja Steve. What's up, guys? What's up?
It's an honor to meet you, gentlemen.
What's up, dudes? How you guys holding up in here?
What's up, folks? How you digging the studio?
Yeah, dude.
Size fits in the house. Long time no see.
Yes, that's right. We're definitely we're hosting here on Thought Hour After Dark, a show you might have heard of.
Rodney Gold, it's an honor to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Wasis. Ninja Steve.
Hey man, what's up, dude? You're cool. I've seen some of your movies, man. Not too bad.
Well, thank you very much. Mucho aficionado, as the Latino folks say. But anyway, so how are you guys enjoying your podcast show? What's the name of your show?
Well, it's called Thought Hour After Dark. You might have heard of it, you know?
Thought Hour After Dark. We're the left field enthusiasts. We reel in thought fishes.
That's right, dude.
Ninja Steve, the co-host with the most dominating nunchucks you've ever seen.
And Wasis Miller with the intellectual conduct that can just blow your mind away. You hear it. You know about it. I mean, everyone talks about it.
We're here. We're live. We're taking over the radio waves.
Well, I mean, definitely. We've heard a lot about it. I mean, and thus, we were hired to host the show because it was so popular. They needed some guest host on Thought Hour After Dark. So we decided that's who they got, us too.
They brought in us because we thought that they could do us a favor and bring all you folks together to go and see them together.
All right, so I got a question for you, Ninja Steve. How would you like killing people? I heard on the show that you go around and assassinate people.
He does that on a daily.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's just my day job. I mean, I can't always be here reeling in the fishes of the thoughts, dominating the airwaves, reinforcing the structures of the intellectual sound waves.
Well, plus not only that, Ninja Steve has to keep all the millions and millions and bazillions of people trying to get up into the Thought Hour After Dark.
Yeah,
it's a full-time job alone. Don't discredit yourself, Ninja Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it's a security job.
Well, I mean, I definitely hear you hold them back. I mean, do you guys get any ladies coming in here, Wasis Miller?
Well, you know, we get all kinds of different people coming in here. Big ones, tall ones, skinny ones,
Rodney
lazy
Gold
ones.
Likes that. I bet you do, Rodney. I bet you do.
Well, actually, I gotta tell you, since I knew Rodney Gold was going to be in the house, and Wazis Miller is a huge fan of Rodney Gold's work.
Well, thank you, you know.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be in presence of Rodney Gold. This is a first for Wazis Miller on the Thought Hour After Dark.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
I mean, I'm digging your shit, too. I ain't gonna lie. You know, you're pretty nuts. And that Ty Spitz, dude,
just cheer up, you know?
You know, I'm working on things. Thanks, I'm kind of just taking baby steps. I bought a nice shirt, and I'm feeling good about myself.
Yeah, your host of Thought Out After Dark's making him feel better.
You know, Size Fitz is an interesting guy. He's been around for quite a while in the early days of Thought Hour. You know, his best friend, Mabel Kruger, her face was burned up while she was smoking a cigarette on camera. I mean, we caught the whole thing. It was disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, everyone out there knows about it. And you guys have definitely seen the footage. It's been out there for years.
Actually, let's correct that, folks. It hasn't been shown because it's been too sensitive.
It's been so sensitive for me, too. Thank you, Wazis Miller, for not showing folks.
Well, there's a rhyme and there's a reason for everything, right,
Ninja
Steve?
Rodney Gold, how do you see it? Well, I'm the side to behold Rodney Gold. I mean, I get my hands on all type of the pristine quality film.
Let's be honest, folks. Gold has... He has his hands in everything. He's one of the most powerful people in the world.
Well, you know, I originally started out filming porn in the 80s, and then it just kind of gone from there. You know, my empire is large and in charge, and we just do what we do, you know?
I had an empire once. It fell down. Yeah. It was all full of bullion cubes.
So, back to you guys and your Thought Hour After Dark show. You've definitely had some interesting guests over the season. How's that gone for you guys?
Have we not? I mean, yeah. Ninja Steve, he's had to put some of the guests in check before.
Yeah, I mean, if any albinos or dudes trying to train guys how to fly...
We're scientists that think they're so intellectually more challenging and powerful than us that we're threatening them.
Yeah, and at the time I almost got attacked by the circus freak when they dropped the axes.
Yeah, and there was a time when I almost got jujitsu to the ground. I think he was going to give a pound.
No, I mean, that episode, man, had me rolling, definitely. I mean, those two girls that I was with, they just would not shut up about the show. And I was like, I got one way to shut you up. Open your mouth. Well, yeah, Rodney Gold.
That must be a good strategic strategy to make and get things done.
Yeah. Well, anyway, gentlemen, we appreciate you guys coming on the Thought Hour After Dark. But so how is the – are you guys getting a lot of fan attention from the show? I mean, a lot of feedback from the crowd?
Yeah, people are digging it, you know. We got the Twitter accounts up. We got the Facebook. So, I mean, we're socially meddling it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bumper stickers that are out there. I mean, we're getting the message across.
Yeah, you're a left field enthusiast, so you got it on your car.
And, you know, people are aware of what we're doing, and that's really the important part is if we're putting awareness out there.
You know, Ninja
situation.
Steve, I gotta just stop for a second and say, I saw a baby with a tattoo of our logo on its forehead.
Hey, you know what? I have personally seen many a stripper sporting the Thought Hour After Dark tramp stamp.
That's
logo.
How you know you've done well. You've helped people out and you've done good things.
You know, that's
Ninja
cool,
Steve.
Man. I appreciated that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, guys. You guys are just awesome. You know?
As are you, Rodney Gold. It's an honor. You are always welcome back on the show. Size Fitz,
hey,
you guys
are always welcome back on the show, okay?
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're on free time. I mean, come on, folks. You don't even realize what's happening. We are cross-streaming in different dimensions right now.
Yes.
This is the biggest crossover since DRI.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, you know, that is a crossover if there ever was one. It's not like crossing the streams Peter Bakeman style. But...
That's how people like me get disfigured.
Yeah, Rodney Gold, man... I'm glad you keep it PG-13 for us, you know what I'm saying? We can't tell all the stories, you know what I mean? Yes, I definitely can't tell the stories, but tonight, Maliko's mom, we're all going to have a good time, guys. All four of us, okay? How about it? Sounds like a good one?
Even me. I'm not going to get sad.
No, you're definitely going to get all up in that. All right. Yeah, man, that's cool, dude. I don't know about that. Is she hot? Bosses?
Well, folks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I've never been to the mountain, and I'm never going to the well.
Well, yes, definitely. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Thank you very much, Ninja Steve and Wassels Miller. I mean,
it was an honor to be in the presence of Rodney Gold, Size Fitz. It's always a pleasure, as always. You take care of yourself.
Man. You guys have a good one, dude.
I always make sure to take care of myself. Wassels Miller, make sure and help me out.
All right. Man, those guys, I mean... Those dudes with their Thought Hour podcast.
They put on a podcast for all the folks out there.
That is a wild and crazy show.
It's an honor to be with them.
That was it called? Thought Hour After Dark. That's the name of the program that they are hosting. And
we are also live on Freetime right now.
Yes, and we're live here at Thought Hour After Dark. We are co-hosting Thought Hour After Dark. The hosts are no longer here. They needed some supreme host, and that's what you got. You got Rodney Gold, and you got Size Fitz.
You got Size Fitz on the microfizzle.
All right. So, Size Fitz, anybody who spends some quality time with the Goldenrod, they get to know I'm interested in knowing, what's your favorite position?
Well, my favorite position, it's almost kind of like jiu-jitsu. I like to have him on the ground and give him a little bit of pound.
Awesome. Sounds like you've been doing some training at an unnamed jiu-jitsu school that we're not going to talk about here.
Well, what happens is
they're not paying me to plug.
When you're on the conquest to get better and have some self-esteem, you got to build up the power.
Yeah, well, my favorite is the reversed Frankenstein. And, you know, that is definitely tough to do because you need 13 hookers. And, man, but when you can do the reverse Frankenstein position, that is a nice night.
That sounds like a nice night.
Yeah, I mean, you just stitch them up and just...
open and close C-section.
You bang it out. It's pretty much top-notch. Just like our show here, Father After Dark, definitely ruling the airwaves here. It's the first time the Goldenrod has been live on the air in a long time. I mean, I had that hosting gig I used to do back in the 70s, the Funk Station.
And I'm just like a spectral flying through town. You've seen me in all kinds of radio waves. You've heard me through King Buzzo's musical instruments.
I have heard a thing or two about it. You know, I've never personally witnessed it with my own two eyes, but I'm so busy getting busy.
What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller. What did that have to do with anything? What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller, and I would like to take a few moments to give props and shout-outs to the people that matter. You can find all these people on Twitter because I think Twitter is the future, and the future is what is clear. So we'd like to take a few moments to say you should watch and listen to Pissed Off Man Show at Pissed Off Show. They're formerly G&J. Well, they're still G&J. They make G&J, but he also gets pissed off to make shows. You should also check out the D-Head Factor at the D-Head Factor. They're Australia's number one podcast. They get drunk, they make podcasts, and they time travel. So that's pretty amazing, I would have to say. And you should also check out at Bonobo. He runs a show called Bonobo. And it's a good show. Definitely top notch. You should check it out. And one of my favorites, Don't Quit Your Day Cast at Don't Quit Your Day. Ed Wallach hosts that show, and it's a pretty stellar show. So you should check that out. I would definitely say it's worth a listen. You should also go out and Mija Lu. You should check her out. She's a pinup artist from Denmark, and she's amazing and beautiful. You should check her out at MIJALOU for all those people who are impaired as I am typically. You should also check out Cranky Asshole. The guy is absolutely funny. He always has something funny to say, wrestling related and other. And if you're not a fan of wrestling, then you're still going to get humor out of him because he's a cranky asshole and he's funny. You should also check out PW Powerhouse Radio. Another favorite of ours is Lord Ankh. You should definitely check him out. I don't know what to say about that guy. He wears a mask, and he lives far away, but he's definitely a funny guy. You should definitely check him out. Also, you should check out Tiny Odd Conversations at TOC Pod. Travis hosts that and his wife, and they're very entertaining. You should definitely check that out. You should also check out Travis Clark at That Guy Travis on Twitter. And one of my personal favorites from a long time ago, The Histories of Thought Hour, The Gout Goblin. You should definitely give him a follow, at Gout Goblin, one of the original supporters and followers of Thought Hour, and he's a pretty funny guy. You should check him out. Also, you should also check out S.V. Bell. He runs a station, a free station that hosts 24 hours a day, internet shows, and all kinds of great things. You should check that guy out as well. Pod Cheese at Pod Cheese is another one. At Benny Show is his personal Twitter account, and they're pretty funny. They're just starting out. They're about 5 or 6 episodes in, and it's a pretty good show. It's definitely worth a listen. You'll hear some quality stuff on that one as well. Also, you should check out Barrel House Red. He's now Ted Bovis, apparently. I don't even know what that means, but he's a pretty entertaining guy. He's within the clique of the peoples. And he also runs a podcast as well. Susan Wiggums. She's pretty entertaining. I don't know what show she's from, but she's pretty swell lady. I think she's from Toggle the Switch, actually, which we do have them as well. So you can give them a listen at Toggle the Switch. This promo is going on really long, so I need to cut this short. Hirschko, Mark Hirschko, give that guy a follow as well, at Hirschko. He's pretty awesome. At Robert Crumb, he's definitely, he's in tune with what's going on, so give him a follow as well. Kat Luna at Kat Luna Productions, you should definitely give her a follow. She's definitely top-notch. I'd also like to say give a follow to at PodAwful. And Full Fan of Podcasts is definitely another one you should give a follow to, at Full Fan of Podcasts. No T on that. And a couple more here, folks. Amy Gorelick. I don't even know how to pronounce your name. I probably slaughtered it, but she's another comedian and improv comic who's hot, and she follows us, and we follow her because she's awesome. So her Twitter handle is at Amy Girl. You should definitely give her a follow, as well as The Manly Films. You could give them a follow. I don't know if that's any relation to Dan Manly, but you should definitely give them a follow as well, as well as The Four Tarantinos. They're a cover band that does Tarantino music. Check them out as well. And last but not least, 124th Productions, the company that produces and does everything for us and has been there since day one. You can follow them at 124th Pro. Thank you so much to everybody who listens to Thought Hour After Dark, who checks us out on Podomatic or Stitcher. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're even on Tumblr. So check us out, and thank you very much to all the folks and the people that are enjoying the show. You enjoy it, we'll keep doing it. Keep reeling in those thought fishes. Thought Hour After Dark, the internet's only thought cast.
And now for the continuing adventures of Richard Steele.
Steele!
So I get called in to go see Scroats. After all this crap that's going on in my city, I'm straight up tired of it. And he's got to be hustling me down, giving me guff. I ain't liking it.
Steele!
What do you want, Scroats?
Get in my office! Damn it, Steele, you're always late.
Yeah, well...
And today's a very important day. Don't you talk to me about that. Hey, listen, Steele.
You know what's been happening to me.
It's your performance evaluation.
It's not been a year.
It has been a year. It's been a rough year, Steele, and you're lucky to have a job.
Time flies and will for when crime's running amok.
Absolutely it does. And you need to be out there busting shorts and getting things done.
Well, I'm sorry there, Scroats. It's a lot easier said than done. I don't see you doing nothing.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, Steele. Now listen up. Don't give me no grief. You know what happened at the very beginning?
What are you talking about?
The very beginning of the year, Steele. It's been a rough year for you.
Yeah. Are you talking about that little incident down at the docks?
There was a purse stealer. Hey. A purse snatching thief. But not only was he stealing purses, he was stealing women's purses.
Well, you know what I did. I booked that guy.
You did, Steele, but that was in the end of it, Steele. Then you lost your Betty.
Hey, are you talking about the time that Dan O'Mites blew up my car? That was a bunch of crap.
Well, Dan O'Mites was captured, wasn't he?
Well, hey, I arrested him, but it had nothing to do with him getting out of prison.
Well, yeah, he got out of prison. That's another thing, Steele. Why haven't you captured him again?
Because he's been on the lam.
What about that kid? What about the young actor kid?
Are you talking about the movie kid? The kid with the lighting rig that fell on him?
That kid is dead now, Steele.
Well, that's what happens when you mess around with a toe.
What about that old folks home? We're still getting complaints.
Hey, you know, I didn't mean to have that car chase get down in there. It just kind of happened. I ended up getting the Kirk, but the car blew up. That Dan O'Mites.
And what about all this business with Jenny Three Holes?
What do you mean with Three Holes?
Jenny Three Holes. The building blew up. Steele. Damn it, Steele! And what about Ricketts?
You talking about my pal?
What about him getting beaten up by that gang? The underlings.
Hey, the underlings might have roughed him up and broke his legs, but I ended up getting those punks. I took care of him. He's doing all right. I've seen him in the hospital.
And what about all that business with Jenny Three Holes?
Ah, my dame Three Holes. I can't believe it. I can't believe that place just got done blown up. That Dan O'Mites getting away again.
Dan O'Mites is causing a lot of problems in this city, Steele. Wilmford has never seen this much problems from a communist.
Well, it's not just his fault. You know, it's all about the toe. The toe's the man pushing the buttons here.
And the toe is at the top of my list, Steel. Why hasn't the toe been caught in 1 year?
I can't tell where to find him. I haven't got any solid information from him. I don't know. It's going to be tougher to find the toe than you think.
Well, maybe it's time you go down and you see if Ricketts is doing better.
I'll go check in with Ricketts. But let's get back to this damn evaluation. So you've gone over all my papers. You've seen what's happening over the year. What are you going to have to say?
Steele, you do a damn good job when you're told. And when you beat your feet and you get the 411, this town is cleaner than it's ever been.
Well, normally I ain't ever going to say this to you, Scroats. But you're all right.
And so are you, Steele. Now go down and see Ricketts.
Well, I'm going to go see my pal Ricketts. My evaluation's the best it's ever been. I didn't get anything thrown at me this year. So you know what? It's looking up for Richard Steele. And I'm going to clean these streets. Dynamites, the toe. You all are going to pay when you have to feel the cold, hard steel.
Continuing in next week's adventures of Richard Steele.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Sight to behold Rodney Gold here, live from the Willow Terms, hosting, guest hosting, I might add, Thought Hour After Dark. That's right. It's episode 10. It's almost as big as my penis. And, you know, it's top-notch stuff.
I can't believe you just went there. That was a furable fence. Sometimes out there in the internet, they have things called inferable infinites. And when you get too many furry infinites, they shut you down. I bet you didn't know that, Rodney Gold.
Well, actually, I do know a thing or two. So I'm just going to let the censors take care of whatever and do whatever I do.
Well, I do understand. Deckard Cain has a lot of resources.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of resources, such as the goldenrod, and you dip everything in gold, and you are the pleasure of pleasures. And you basically make the ladies wet the minute you walk in the room.
Sounds like a golden experience.
And, it's a tough thing to deal with sometimes, you know. Women constantly throwing themselves at me. I'm not a whore.
How does that play into the fact that you're always on the road?
I like to do it. Well, on the summer, free time summer tour is just sweeping the nation. I mean, we've been to Six Flags, we've been to Reno, we've been to the East Coast, I have been to Texas.
Have you had to deal with any dictators?
I saw The Dictator, that was one of my movies we went and checked out. We saw North by Northwest, that was good. We even got to see the boys from Mystery Science Theater 3000 performing live. I mean, it's basically been a top-notch summer vacation television show. I mean, every week the ratings are going up, and it's basically, it might honestly become a permanent thing, you know? It's honestly, it might just become permanent. I've heard about it being the best.
It could be a long time continuing always forever tour.
It could definitely be a free time tour that basically lasts forever with an indefinite amount of stops. So all you fans out there, I'm glad you've been checking out the free time summer tour website. Everybody, don't forget, you need to go check out Size Fits on Thought Hour After Dark. And wait, I'm getting a message here. We got another plug.
I think I'm going to have to step out. That guy over there, I don't know what he's got going on.
We've got an angry guy coming in here.
I think I'm going to leave. I'm a little bit frightened.
He's looking pretty thuggish. But what are you doing here? What's going on?
I'm having some technical difficulties.
Are you having an ill problem with your grill? Is that the issue here?
Sometimes, here we go, motherfucker.
All right.
Sometimes when you got problems out in the street, you have to bring the people in. That's why I'm here.
All right. You're here live and on Thought Hour After Dark.
Brad Larry, motherfucker.
The internet's only left field podcast.
You know, I'm understanding something right now. I'm on Thought Hour. I don't even know what the hell Thought Hour is.
What the hell? Bad Larry, is it?
Right. Bad Larry, motherfucker. You can see it on my hands right now. You see that right there? You know what that says? Bad.
And Larry. One hand says bad, and the other one says Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll call, motherfucker.
And you definitely have a full set of prison tats, Larry.
You know what? Because I've been working out and having to put things to it.
All right. So you've been to prison a couple times then?
You know I have, Rodney Gold. I've had to put a few people in check. Yeah.
And how did that go?
You know, I had a lot of problems with some pools out there trying to leave me in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So I had to put in some work. You know what it's about, Rodney Gold. You put in work every night on the ladies. Yeah.
Well, that's definitely true. It's nice to be old Rodney Gold constantly putting in the work.
Hell
and,
yeah.
You said New Mexico. That's pretty close to my hometown in Arizona. You should definitely, next time they strand you there, you should rock down my way.
I'll have to do that.
I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up with a fucker too.
That's a good idea, man. You're a good guy, Rodney Gold. We need more people out you than those bitches, the Antiarchists. Those guys are punks. If I ever see you boys again, it's going down. Roll call, nigga. Roll call.
Yes, and if you guys are ever left out on the road and you need to make a call, don't forget to dial down the center. Dial 1-800-CORECT. That's 1-800-CORRECT. That's right. And you can save a fucker too, dialing 1-800-CORRECT.
That's the only thing I'll put my money into, because I'm Bad Larry, motherfucker. Smoke the pot, 420. Yeah.
Yeah, Bad Larry, part of...
I'm from the Billy Giggs Show.
Yeah, so don't forget to check out the Billy Giggs Show.
Because it's not about Thought Hour anymore. Fuck Thought Hour. Billy Giggs, he's taking over. Probably.
Well, definitely. That is a possibility of things to come. But it's definitely been a pleasure to be guest hosting here on Thought Hour After Dark. It's the sight to behold, Rodney Gold. And good luck on your hookup. It's like...